listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our presenting sponsor is Bosque Home Services, Carlos Griego, one of the co-owners in studio with me. Carlos, we're always glad to have you here, my friend. You support this ministry, KLYT, for a really long time, and our old KNKT. So how are you, my friend?
I'm good. Good afternoon.
Well, I know you've had a recent trial, and you know God throws those at us. We don't always know the exact reason why at the time it happens, but I'm so sad to hear about some bad guys coming after you guys and burglarizing your business.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
But you've got a smile on your face, and part of the reason for that is you love Jesus.
Amen.
And you're going to trust him with it.
That's right. Something good will come from it.
And everybody's safe and sound. Nobody was harmed or anything like that.
Nobody was harmed during the process, and we could fix everything with little hard work and money, and that's a good place to be, right?
Yeah, that's right. Carlos, we know you're a native New Mexico, New Mexican. Your tagline is locally grown, locally owned. And yep. Tell us what about being a native New Mexican? Are you glad to be here still?
Love it. Wouldn't change it for the world.
Yeah.
I tell you, I think we've been through this a couple times, but you know, my family's from northern New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming out of northern New Mexico, I didn't know a lot about northern New Mexico. So I had to experience it on my own. My grandparents were so burnt out of the farm ranch life in northern New Mexico. My grandfather became an educator, then became a social worker. Then he somehow became the director of the Department of Welfare, and he would tell you he doesn't know why he ended up in that job, but he did that for quite some time and then retired.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know a lot about northern New Mexico until I married my wife, and my father-in-law loved to hunt northern New Mexico. So we would spend a lot of time just up there scouting, walking around, and then we'd go up to the Trout Lakes, Cajillon River, Ojo Caliente, Española, Abiquiu Lake. I mean, there's just so much to be seen. It's so gorgeous up there. You know, you get up to Gaina, and you just really get a just awe and God's beauty, you know, up there. It's amazing.
Hey, I think I agree with you much more than you even think. I know so many New Mexicans that don't know anything about the rest of our state. They know about this 30-mile radius where they live, but they need to go to some of the places. What are some of your favorite outdoor activities? Obviously, hunting is one.
Well, hunting's one. Scouting's one.
You like to go to the lake.
The lake. We spend a lot of time at Elephant Butte Lake, Ute Lake, Navajo Lake from time to time, but you know, the water's a little cold in Navajo for
chilly,
me.
Chilly at Navajo, yep.
It's a little cold for me. But I would tell you, even just going to the Sandia Crest is a nice drive. You know, when my son was small, I mean, he's big now, he's a grown man and married and all that stuff. But when he was little, I remember we'd wake up on Saturdays and sometimes we'd just drive up to the Sandia Crest and just enjoy the outdoors. There was days we'd get up and we'd just drive out to Jemez, New Mexico and stop and eat at the stands there with all the natives, you know, at the bottom of Jemez. And we would just drive through and we'd take our poles. And if we decided to jump in a river or a stream, we'd fish a stream or a river. And it was just really good for us. And there was other times on Fridays, be like, you want to do anything? He's like, no. I was like, you want to go camping? We just pack what we had in the truck and jump in the truck and go camp for the weekend. It was really good.
Yeah, and you can do that 30 minutes away from Albuquerque or 4 hours. People have never been to, like, Carlsbad Caverns.
Nope.
That's such a beautiful – they've never been to Bandelier and seen the Indian ruins, Native Americans that were original to our country. Just
what about crazy. White Sands?
Oh, White Sands is just crazy.
I mean, all the different – and it's so inexpensive
to
do it. And I told you I had some friends that were from Texas that moved here. And they're like, you guys are so spoiled because they're like, we used to have to save money and it was like a 2-day trip to get up to a place like this and to enjoy these kind of things.
Yeah.
And you're 30 minutes away. You guys are just spoiled. You really take it for granted. I think we take it for granted how much, I mean, gorgeous New Mexico is around us. It's amazing. It's an amazing place.
Carlos, Bosque Home Services, I need to interweave in between our talking about New Mexico and your own life because we want to know about you and how you started the business. But I need to weave in some questions from our customers
That's great.
Or from our listeners is what I should say. a lot of people are noticing cotton floating around in the air right now.
It's really bad this year.
Does that affect both swamp coolers and refrigerated air conditioners?
Yes, it affects both. So it's funny because my son, who works for an air conditioning company, has a swamp cooler on his house. And he was telling me how he has to go up every day and clean out the cottonwood seed from the swamp cooler because it's clogging the cooler and it's affecting the airflow. So it can't move as much air as it's supposed to. So he's having to go up there every day and clean the unit himself. And I told him, well, why don't you just put some screens on there like we do for our customers? And he's like, because that would make too much sense.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. But, refrigerated air, it affects it as well. So one thing with swamp cooling right now, if you do have a swamp cooler, you're going to struggle right now either way. The best swamp cooler in the world.
Because the humidity.
Best swamp cooler in the world with zero humidity will get you 20 degrees difference from the outside temperature. Mm. That's the best swamp cooler in the world. 20 degrees difference with zero humidity. You throw a little humidity into the equation, forget it. We've had 90 to 100 degree days. And I mean, it's significant to go from outside when it's 100 into a house that's 80 and there's air moving around. It feels fresh. It's almost, you know, you almost have a false sense of what the temperature is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why measuring the temperature with swamp cooling so much, but don't take me down that technical road because we'll be there for the rest of the show, right?
Sure.
But with refrigerated air, I was at a friend's house and they had a little barbecue and I noticed that his air conditioner wasn't working like it should. And I was like, there's something going on. Like, your house should be a lot cooler than it is right now. So I went over to his condenser. That's the unit that sits outside. And what a lot of people don't realize is that unit's design is to dissipate all the heat that it's removing from the house. Because the way refrigerated air works, for those that don't know, the simplest way to understand refrigerated air is it's actually absorbing the heat from inside the house and dumping it outside the house. Mm. So when you walk to that outdoor unit and you feel that fan and you feel all that heat coming off that, that's all the heat that it pulled out of the house. Cause all that's happening is when you remove heat from a house, all that's left is cold air, right? Mm. So there's no such thing as cold air. It's just the absence of heat. That was Einstein that said that, not me. So there's no such thing as cold air. It's just the absence of heat. But if that condenser gets clogged with that cotton seed, what happens is its ability to dump the heat goes down. So if you think about this refrigeration that's saturated with heat, it could only absorb so much heat. So if it can't dump the heat off outside, it gets cycled back into the system and its ability to absorb more heat starts to go down.
Mm.
So I went to his unit and it was covered in cottonwood. He couldn't believe we could have made two shirts with the amount of cottonwood seed that we got. He's like, I've never cleaned it. I was like, I could tell, you know, but we cleaned it, went through it. And he called me that night. He's like, this thing is working better than I could ever remember it working. It's ability to dump the heat. It's got to dissipate that heat off the refrigerant because what's happening is it's dissipating the heat off the refrigerant. Then it gets recompressed from a gas into a liquid and it goes through the same cycle over and over and over again. So when I teach the guys, you know, their air conditioning 101, how does air conditioning work? Think about the air conditioning, the refrigerant, like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
And when it first goes into the system, it gets into the coil inside and it's a dry sponge. It absorbs all this heat and sucks up all this heat and moisture. Then it goes back outside. It gets wrung out and all the heat and moisture are removed from it. Well, if you only wring it out 50% or 75%, how much more heat can you absorb when it goes back the second time?
Mm.
And then the other issues you start to run into are high pressures, high temperature, because they have something called the TP chart. So a temperature pressure chart, and they go hand in hand. It's like gravity. You can't fight it. Whatever the temperature is, the pressure is going to match it. So the most common repair that we see are compressors that burnt out
mm-hmm.
because the temperature and pressure ran so high for so long on a dirty unit that it actually burnt up the compressor.
Mm.
And so it leads into another question of, why should I maintenance my system? This is why you should maintenance your system, because 90% of the repairs we do are because of a lack of maintenance.
Yes.
They're all preventable.
Yeah, that's a pretty high percentage.
It's 90%.
Bosky Home Services is named that because they used to do heating and cooling, and they did plumbing, obviously, but now they do a gamut of services Their phone number is 444-7200, area code 505. And I just want to point that out because you may be facing some of these issues and you may need to get in touch with somebody about how to help you with those problems. Again, Bosky Home Services, 444-7200 with answers for you. Carlos, I want to ask you something about you now. You're a dad. You're a business owner.
Yes.
And you're a Christian man. Is life easy now that you've attained all of that?
As soon as I became a Christian, a dad, all of a sudden it was like, you know, all downhill. It was easy. Just kidding. No, it got harder than it ever has been. Mm-hmm. I could tell you, me and Monica were talking about this the other day. What's the passage in the Bible, never get tired of doing good?
Oh, I don't know what it is right off the top of my head, but I can look it up really quick.
But I always wondered why was that in the Bible? Never get weary of doing good. And so as a Christian man, a Christian dad, a Christian business owner, you would wonder why that was in there until you start to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think at some point people will see and appreciate the things you do, mm-hmm. but it gets tiring at times. And I think everybody's been through this, to just always be the person choosing the higher ground. I think some of us have gotten tired of picking the higher ground at times. Here we go. Did we find it?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Did I mess up here? Oh,
Second Thessalonians.
Yep.
Go ahead and read it.
Am I in the right one? And as for you, brothers and sisters, never tire of doing what is good. That's 2 Thessalonians. But I have it recorded in my Bible, and I always wondered why I was there, you know, and I thought I was a Christian. You do good things will come back to you. You're a good person. People will be good to you. You're generous. They're going to be generous with you. And not to sound like I've lost my faith in humanity, because I have not, but it's just not how it works, and you have to understand that everybody's growing at different levels. And I think once you get wise enough to understand that, it makes the road a little bit easier. And I think over the past 10 years, I've gotten better at understanding that everybody's growing at different levels.
Well, in James chapter 1 says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So you're being perfected, my friend.
That's exactly how I feel. I'm being reconditioned, and unfortunately, being reconditioned, it's not fun.
Yeah.
The process, the growth, it's hard for everybody. Anytime you've been challenged to grow in your life, everybody struggles with it. You don't like it, but the end result you're always happy with.
Amen. Carlos Griego is the co-owner of Bosky Home Services. He's going to be back to answer some more questions about cooling, heating, and plumbing, and other things about home services. Plus, we're going to learn a little bit more about him. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Here's Pastor Mike Fabares with your one-minute focal point.
Have you ever felt like you were being bombarded with conflicting Christian voices? I mean, people pointing to the same passage of Scripture, but somehow coming to completely different conclusions. All these instructors claim to be Christ's sheep, but we ought to be careful, because Jesus warned that some of them might in fact be harmful and deceptive wolves. Unfortunately, making the distinction between what's biblically sound and what's not isn't as simple as we might hope. False teaching will almost always have plenty of truth mixed in, and that's why it makes it so insidious. So learning how to be discerning without being incredulous or hypercritical, it's an essential Christian virtue. And that's why we need to be diligent to study God's Word. We need to know the truth so that we can discern it from error.
Want more? Join Pastor Mike Fabares each weekday on Focal Point to be equipped for life. Details at focalpointradio.org.
What do poison ivy, oak, and sumac have in common? Hi, from Samaritan Ministries, a health-sharing ministry, I'm Doug Chamberlain with a family health checkup. If you answered itching, a red rash, and blisters, you're right. If you come into contact with any of these plants, cleansing your skin within 1 hour of contact may help reduce the severity of the rash. The itch can be alleviated by adding baking soda to a lukewarm bath and using calamine lotion or hydrocortisone cream.
The rash is not contagious, meaning it doesn't pass between people. It spreads because the oil can live on just about any surface until it's washed with soapy water or rubbing alcohol. So it's important to wash your clothing and anything the oil may have stuck to, like gardening tools or even your pet. If the rash persists or if you experience a severe reaction, seek medical attention. For more, visit us on Facebook or at familyhealthcheckup.org.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Carlos Griego and Bosque Home Services are the presenting sponsors of ABQ Connect. Getting to know Carlos a little bit more today. He's a frequent contributor to the program. Carlos, we haven't been able to have you on quite as much, because I understand that you guys have been really busy.
Just a little bit, yeah. Construction's up about 50% right now.
Well, I understand, too, that construction supplies and things are getting pretty expensive.
I could tell you that it is a frustrating thing on multiple levels, not with just us, but our vendors and our customers, because, of course, they want their project done. We want their project done as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. But there's so many issues, and I don't want to get into a lot of it because it's a lot, but one of the biggest issues is people aren't going back to work, and they're afraid to go back to work. And so it's really holding up supplies getting delivered. We had a shipment one time of stuff, and it was sitting on a dock in California, and they said, we don't have anybody to unload the container. Mm. And so we've run into issues like that. And then the costs have went through the roof.
Yeah.
I mean, just to give you an idea, a sheet of OSB, if you don't know what OSB is, it's basically like plywood, right? Mm-hmm. A sheet of plywood used to be $15. Now we pay $75 a sheet.
Oh, that's just crazy.
So you think about these guys that go and they board up these houses, how expensive it is now to board up a house versus what it used to be. I mean, the material itself, our air conditioning equipment has doubled. And then, of course, you know, everyone's labor rates have went up because it's so expensive. And then to get people to come and work, you got to pay them. Because there's, for a good while there was people making more on unemployment than they were working.
Yes, yes.
So why would they come and work for us if they could make more on unemployment?
Yeah. Carlos, I want you to tell us about employment in the industry, and you're an entrepreneur. The reason I want to ask you about this, and I've asked you about this before, is there's so many parents that think, okay, my child needs to go to college. But the truth is there's some people that are not cut out for college, but they're great at fixing stuff. They could have a great career in plumbing and cooling and heating.
Even in business alone, I mean, I wasn't the best student by any means, but just to be in business alone, I mean, let's look at the situation right now, and I don't want to sound negative or anything, but let's look at the situation. Okay, if you went to business school right now, you're going to learn a couple things. First of all, you're not going to know anything about finances.
No, you're going to take accounting, though.
But you're not going to know anything about finances because you've done yes. both sides of this, right? So
yes.
Did that prepare you to run a financial strategy for a company?
That's the funny thing. I know so many people that major in finance, and they spend $30,000 or $40,000 getting the education. And in my opinion, the colleges aren't teaching you about finance, because when they walk into a bank and they try to make an application, they don't know how to do a financial statement. They don't know how to even report their income.
They might know kind of a little bit about a P&L,
yeah.
if that.
Yeah.
And but it's not much. So here's the issue. The world is changing extremely fast. So you could go to college now, and I'm going to tell you all the stuff you're going to learn is probably not going to be valid anymore. Mm. Anything in business you learn, not going to be valid. All those businesses you learned about and their structures and all the way things they did, guess what? A lot of those businesses don't exist anymore. Mm. And all that stuff, it's an archaic way of doing business.
How did you learn? Did you just start in the industry? I know you had.
Woke up one day ready to go. No, I was very fortunate to have some mentors, friends, and people take me in and trust me to run their business, give me ideas, and kind of just give me a little bit of guidance. And just let my own natural aptitude pick up what I needed to. And they used to enjoy seeing those successes happen. And I think they got a kick out of telling me things that couldn't happen or things that were impossible. Mm-hmm. Because I would spend day and night making them possible. And then I would bring them to the table and go, I thought it was impossible, but here it is. And I just really think it was just a way for them to get in my head, because we would do things that way. But I learned how to run a business by actually running a business. Mm-hmm. Now, I've interviewed people that have been out of business school that have no idea how to run a business. Mm-hmm. And they put on their resumes, they're looking to make $100,000 a year, $150,000 a year. But guess what? Those people really get hired at about $50,000 to $60,000 a year, because mm-hmm. they don't have any results. They don't really understand. Just here's a good point. They know a lot of things, but they don't understand any of them. And I see this often. So I meet lots of people. They know a lot of stuff, and it's great that they know it all, but they don't understand any of it because they haven't applied it and used it and put it into action. Mm-hmm. And you could relate this like with your teenage kids, right? Mm-hmm. They know everything, but what do they really understand until they start to experience it? So is college for everybody? As far as business and being an entrepreneur, I would say probably not. I mean, for each their own. I think as it relates to like medical stuff, as far as studying medicine, I think that's a solid thing for people. I think there's people built for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not one of them. Even though I hunt, I can't, mm-hmm. can't tear somebody apart. I can't do surgery. That I'm not the guy, and my hands will be shaky. No way. You don't want me operating on you. But I think there are certain things that are solid for college people. But as it relates to business is changing so fast right now. It's unreal. Finance is changing so fast. It's unreal. Look at all the different apps that are coming out, from Chime to Chase and all these different places where you could get funding and money. And it's just changing so rapidly and fast to keep up with it. By the time you finish business school, you're not going to know what's going on.
If you have plumbing, heating, cooling questions, you can call Bosky Home Services at 444-7200. That's their phone number. They are available to answer questions for you. Carlos, I want to ask you about how you give back to the community, because one of the line items on your general ledger is giving, and you do some of that in the community.
It's a big thing, and it's a hard thing for us to talk about, because it's one of those things you don't like to boast. It almost feels like self-glossing. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of that personally, but I mean,
I want you to know we appreciate you helping us, because you support the ministry here at KLYT, and we appreciate that.
And I love that I get to be on here with you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I enjoy this, but that's not why I support you guys. I support the ministry because I've listened to this channel for as long as I could remember, mm-hmm. since I was a young guy. So I think it's one of those things that I always said, we'll always do it. We don't see it as it's not part of the money that gets paid out to this doesn't come out of our marketing budget. Mm-hmm. So that money is not for marketing.
But you're also doing coats for kids?
We do coats for kids. We do, of course, air conditioning giveaways and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We have another one coming up because we felt like it was a hard year. And so we're going to have a thing coming up, so listen for it, where you could actually nominate yourself or a needy family that you think could really use air conditioning, that can't afford it, that we would love to come in and put air conditioning in their house at no cost to them. Mm-hmm. 'Cause those are the people we're really looking to help. If you go back to our roots when we started, we found an elderly woman that unfortunately had a water main break, had a $6,000 water bill. Her insurance denied her claim. Her house sunk about 6 inches. All of her doors were out of line. The insurance refused to pay out on that. And luckily, my partner and I, George, are very well versed in dealing with insurance companies. So we talked with her, and we talked with her son, and we said, either way, we're going to fix your mom's house, because they had a GoFundMe and not a lot of people. They weren't getting a lot of traction. Mm-hmm. So we said, either way, we're going to get mom's house back together. But in the meantime, we'll go to bat with the insurance company. If you guys get paid, you get paid. If you don't worry about it. We did get the insurance company to pay for all the repairs. Mm-hmm. We did replace her water main, stuff like that. And this was an elderly woman. She had two daughters and a son. And unfortunately, they just didn't have the means or the know-how to fix mom's house. And so we got involved, and that's the kind of thing that we look for. We're looking for the people that really need it, because in as many years as I've done this, I can't tell you how many people's homes I've been into that have no family or barely have the means to pay their bills, where I've been paid with quarters. Mm. And I had to say, you know what? Don't worry about today. Don't worry about my service call today, because if you're going to pay me in quarters, I'd rather use that for groceries.
Mm. Yeah, what a blessing. Well, you've been a major blessing to us here. I know you're blessing the community. Carlos, if somebody is out, and as you know, we're a nonprofit station, so we can't espouse just Bosky Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, but we can talk about what you see as the important things that a plumbing company should provide.
Should we wait and come back to that
question?
Yeah,
we might have to come back because we just were told we have 15 seconds left. So sorry
we'll
to put you on the
come
spot
right
there.
Back to that. That's an in-depth question.
Well, and we're going to have you on. We'll have you on here in a few weeks. Carlos Griego, thank you for joining us today, my friend.
Of course. Thank you.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.